I want to talk to you quickly concerning the 9 keys to breaking down the strongholds in your mind. Number one, know your position in Christ Jesus. The Bible declares in St. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of God. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And see, some of you have been binding things in your earthly temple. And you've been loosening some things in your mind. And when you think of heaven, think of a higher place. Think of your thoughts. So above, so below. Your mind is heaven and your body is the earth. You are a thought that became flesh. Your mother and your father came together with a thought, and you were fleshed out of that thought. The Bible declares in St. John chapter 14, verses 13 and 14, you can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. Why? Because the work of the Son brings glory to the Father. Yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. See, under our own authority, we have no power to remember. We are not dealing with flesh, but falling angels. Now, that's another teaching. But with falling angels who have more power than we do. But we have been given power under the name of Jesus Christ. When Christ went to the cross, as a man, he defeated the authority over the enemy in this world. See, the authority that we stole, that he stole from us in the garden, Christ has all authority. And as believers, we also have it under his name, not our name. Why? Because we pray in his name. We pray in his stead. It is by only one name, and that name is Jesus Christ. It is under that name. So when I decree something, I don't decree it as Charlie. I decree it as Jesus Christ, because I am the Son of God. I am the only begotten Son, because I am begotten the Father. And so when I pray, I don't pray as Charlie. I pray as Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. So in Jesus' name, we can rebuke Satan from trying to deceive us. Number two of the 9 keys to breaking down strongholds in the mind, use the word of God. Some of us are reading it, but we're not using it. There are times that when I can't even speak to a situation, I don't have a word in my mouth, but I can quote scripture. I can quote scripture back at the enemy. I can quote scripture back at a situation. I can quote scripture back at an obstacle. I can quote scripture back, because Jesus was tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, and the devil came and says, if thou be the Son of God, then take these stones and turn them into bread. Do this and do that. But Jesus quoted back. He went to the book of Deuteronomy, I believe, chapter 8. Chapter 3, and he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He quoted scripture at the enemy. And sometimes you got to learn how to quote scripture, because you must not only just read it, you must live it, you must pray it, you must speak it, you must sing it, and you must prophesy the word back at your situation. Oh, I'm more than able. Oh, I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and I'm not beneath. You said in your word that if my ways would please you, Father God, you said that you would even make my enemy my footstool. So use the word of God. The Bible declares in St. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, then was Jesus led out into the wilderness, what? By the Holy Ghost. So he didn't go there on his own accord. Oh, that's another message. Some of the stuff that you're in right now, you didn't get there by your own. God led you there. God led you there. Sometimes Father God will lead us in a situation. Why? Because he wants us to bend our knees and to get into his presence. Bend your knees and seek my presence. Bend and get on your knees to get into my presence, because there is power. Did I not tell you that my yoke is easy and my burden is light? Get into my presence and let me fight your battles. You've been trying to do it in your flesh. You've been trying to do it in your carnality. But if thou would get into the presence of the Lord, you will begin to see a turnaround. You will begin to see victory over your mind. So learn to use the word of God. So we see here in Matthew 4, 1 through 4, then was Jesus led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted there by the devil. For 40 days and 40 nights, he ate nothing and became very hungry. When you're hungry, you got to watch out when you're hungry. You got to watch it when you're hungry. Now, let's look here now. And he became very hungry. See, when you're hungry is when the devil show up. That's why you don't seek money. You are money. That's why he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Don't seek things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then once I'm seeking the kingdom. Now notice, if you look at that word seeking, let's just look at it like this. Let's just break down that word seeking. If I may prophetically, can we just look at the word seeking as S-E-E-K-I-N-G, seeking, seeking Jesus. You've been seeking things, but you didn't see King. Let me say that again. You didn't see King Jesus. When I see King Jesus, then it says, then I seek his righteousness. Righteousness has to do with thinking. Righteousness has nothing to do with the clothes that you wear. Because when your mind is correct, you'll dress right. When your mind is correct and the Holy Ghost has full authority to speak into your life and then you will hear it, you will give the Holy Ghost access. Speak to me, Holy Ghost. Tell me when I'm out of place. Tell me when my attitude stinks. Tell me when I'm not thinking right. Tell me when I'm not treating people correctly. But you haven't given them access. So when your thinking is right, you'll dress right. Because you've been dressing yourself with some stuff from your past. You've been dressing yourself with some other stuff. So now let's look here. Then it says, for 40 days and 40 nights he ate nothing and became very hungry. Then the devil came. See, it's when you're hungry. See, somebody right now says, Lord, give me a husband. Lord, give me a husband. See, you're hungry. So when you're hungry, you'll eat anything. So when you're hungry, you'll get connected to an Ishmael. So when you're hungry, you'll think, well, he said this to me, and maybe he is the one. I know you gave me the prophet that I'm going to be married, but because you're hungry and you wasn't filled with the word, you ate anything, and you got connected to an Ishmael, which was not the promise. I want to say to my sisters and my brothers, don't be hungry. Get yourself filled with the word. Marry him. Marry the Holy Ghost. Become the wife and stop looking to become a bride. Get out of Wonderland, Alice. Come on, Dorothy. Come on, click your heels and get out of Oz. Click your heels and get back home again because you're caught up in a dream fantasy. And you're not living in the kingdom. So he says here now, watch it. So watch it when you're hungry. Because when you're hungry, you'll eat anything. Now let's look here. And see, it's when you're hungry is when the devil shows up. But when you are filled with the word of God, when you're filled with his presence, nothing can come around you to tempt you. Why? Because you're not hungry. You won't eat anything. You are filled with his word. You ate from on high. You have meat that man know not of. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. For 40 days and 40 nights, he ate nothing and became very hungry. Then the devil came and said to him, if you are the Son of God, change these stones into loaves of bread. But Jesus told him, no. The scriptures say, people need more than bread for their life. They must be fed on every word of God. So now notice Jesus says, no. Let me tell you right now, devil, I already know who I am. I know my authority. I know who's the author of my life. I know why I'm here. I know my purpose. I have nothing to prove to you. Because if I turn those stones into bread, then I am trying to prove myself in my carnality. I'm trying to prove who I am to you when I have nothing to prove to you. Now, I could take this into a whole lot of different directions on why we get connected to people. I don't have a self-esteem issue, Satan. I know who I am. I know my authority. I know my purpose. And I know whom I serve. So there is no need for me to reveal and show you who I am. I know who I am. You know, sometimes we have people around us because we don't feel good on ourselves. And so we do things just to get them to like us, to love us, to be around us, and want, and for them to have us in our lives. But Jesus said, no. Mm-mm. People need more than bread for life. I need more than that. They must be fed on every word of God. So we are to follow Jesus' example when we struggle with the stronghold in our minds. When Satan reminds us of past sins, our past hurt, we are to remember the word and speak it. Jesus was not using his power as God, but acting as man, but was acting as man, and in a weakened condition. When Satan came to him, but Christ used the word as a sword and quickly rebuked the devil, we are to do the same thing. See, we are to remember that even a good thought that goes against the word of God, let me say that again, even a good thought that goes against the word of God can come from Satan and should be rebuked. Because something is good don't mean it's God. There are some people that are good to you, but not good for you. Oh, Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost. So, even a good thought that goes against the word of God must be rebuked. We use the word as a sword to fight the battle. Ask God for discernment to recognize the lies of the enemy that come into your mind. Number 3 of the 9 keys to breaking strongholds is authority. Know your authority. Know who is the author of your life. But you're also the author. You wrote this book of your life. You decide what comes into your life. You decide the people in your life. You decide your victories. You also decide your losses. You decide your failures. You decide your success. You decide the people in your life. So know your authority. Every believer has the right to use the authority of Jesus' name to bind and to take authority over Satan's activities. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods. Come on now, let me say this again. No man has authority over you. Only you and God has that authority. I set before you life and death. I set before you blessings and curses. I set before you to say, choose ye this day. Which one are you going to choose today? Are you going to be a king or are you going to be a pauper? Are you going to be a person of authority or are you going to be a person of weakness? I give unto every man a measure of faith. How are you using your faith today? You can be a champion or you can be a weak person. You can be a champion or a weakling. You can be a winner or you can be a loser. The choice is yours. You can be a person of faith or a person of doubt. You can be a person of love or a person of fear. You can be a person of forgiveness or a person of unforgiveness. You can be a person of unconditional love or a person of resentment. I set these things before you today. So every believer has the right to use the authority of Jesus' name to bind and to take authority. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house, according to St. Mark chapter 3 and verse 27. So no man can be able to come into your house unless you give them permission. Can I tell you that even the failures in your life, you have become acquainted with them? Can I tell you that the failures in your life, you've slept with them, you've entertained it, and because you entertained it, it entered you. Yeshua has spoken command to the devil that he is bound and he must leave the stronghold. Exercising authority in Jesus' name will expel the devil's influence. The Bible declares in St. Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. Jesus. Number 4 of the 9 keys to breaking strongholds. I hope y'all are with me today. Intercession. Come together with other believers who pray and intercede against strongholds until you get results. See, there is intensified power in the gathering of more believers. Prayer with fasting intensifies faith, and faith will break strongholds. Bible declares in St. Matthew chapter 17, verse 19 and verse 21, then the disciples came to Jesus privately and says, why could we not cast him out? However, this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. You got to do more. You just can't speak the word. It takes fasting and prayer because you are denying your flesh. I'm giving up my flesh to get him. I'm giving up my flesh to get more of him. I'm giving up my thoughts to take on his thoughts. It comes with fasting and prayer. Number 5 of the 9 keys to breaking spiritual strongholds so that they can stay broken. Displacement. Establish the presence of God. Establish the presence of God. Establish the presence of God. The Bible declares in the book of Genesis chapter 2, and it says even in the Amplified Version, and that the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters, that the Spirit of the Lord, that over the faces of the deep. The Message Bible says it was a dark place, an inky place, a place that was darkness, but we know that we can use ink to write with. And so because there was an inky darkness place, God just took his fingers in there and began to write something new, and then he went to verse 3 and said, and God said, let there be. And so the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the waters like a bird fluttering her wings over the water. Why would the Spirit of God hover over the waters? Why? Because God was setting the atmosphere. He was changing the environment. Sometimes we speak too soon and we do not allow the Spirit of the Lord to get into his proper place because we're there. And so what we need to begin to do, like God did in Genesis 1, we got to hover over the situation and allow the Spirit of the Lord to begin to come in. And then once his presence shows up, then we speak the word. Then we speak the word. Then we speak the word. But we're speaking the word with no power. So he hovered over the waters. Let's change the environment. Let's change the atmosphere of the presence of the Lord. And then once God shows up, then I can start decreeing. Then I can start speaking the word. And then once I speak the word, I simply say, and let it be. God said, God saw, God let. God said, God saw, God let. That's all he did in Genesis. First, God said, God saw, God let. So we change the atmosphere so that we can say, see, and then let it be. So establish the presence of God. Where Satan has been commandedly, fill it up with God's presence. Where the presence of the Lord is, the devil isn't. Satan doesn't want to hang around where people are lifting up Jesus in worship and singing and in prayer. You see, the presence of the Lord displaces the enemy. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14. The old story goes that fear knocked on the door and faith went to answer the door. And when faith said, who is there and opened the door, nobody was there. Because where there is faith, fear cannot dwell. Where there is light, darkness cannot stay. The story goes, say me right now, story. Say story. The story goes that on one evening before light came up in the morning, that darkness was very upset and darkness was angry and darkness demanded a meeting with God. And God says, come on in, darkness. What is it? He says, I'm tired of this mess. I'm tired of it. It ain't right. It don't make no sense. I want to be left alone. God says, what is the problem? He says, that doggone light, it torments me every day. Every morning, light comes up, and he torments me, and he disturbs me, and he gets in my way from doing what I need to do. God said, well, I'll tell you what. You bring an accusation against light here. Well, I tell you what. Let's set up a meeting. Let's call light. And he says, okay, Gabriel, call light. Tell light to come over here right now. We've got to have a meeting with darkness. And light shows up, and he rushes there. And the secretary comes and says, God, light is here. And light knocks on the door. But darkness began to leave. He says, I don't want to see it. I'll get that light. As God began to greet light, he turned around. Darkness was gone. He says, I don't know what happened. Next morning, darkness comes back again and says, listen, this is the last time I'm going to take this here. And they call for light to come back again. But the light walked into the room. Darkness left again. What is the moral of the story? Where there is light, darkness cannot stay. When you bring the light of the word in your life, darkness must leave. When you bring the light of the word, the light of the spirit, darkness will leave from out of your life. It says, my word is a light unto my feet. Your word is a light unto my feet. Where there is light, darkness cannot dwell. Number six of the nine keys to breaking spiritual strongholds, resistance. The Bible declares that we ought to submit ourselves and draw close to God. The Bible says this is how we resist Satan, and he will flee. The devil runs from submitted, yielded Christians. Let me say that again. The devil runs from submitted and yielded Christians. When you are submitted and when you have submitted your will to him, when you have yielded your life to him, he will run and flee from you. He runs from your life and will run away from where you go. The Bible declares in James 4:7, therefore submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Number seven of the nine keys to breaking spiritual strongholds, occupation. Occupy till I come. Give no place or vacancy to the devil. See, some of you have been letting the enemy live in your house for rent-free. Some of you got people in your house, and they're bringing their curses and their mess upon your household. Now, let's not just look at the house as an external house, but let's go into the inner house. Jesus says that my house should be called the house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. What's in your house today? What's in your house today? Can you allow the word of God to become your alarm system to protect you and to cover you? I like Minister Rashawn's when he says ADP, I think he said ADT or ADP, one of them. All deliverance, protection, whatever he called it, it was so eloquently said, do you have your ADP up and running for you? Do you have the alarm system delivering you and protecting you, which is the word of God? Thy word has become a light unto my feet. Give no place or vacancy to the devil. When Satan departed, fill the void with God. Let righteousness be the standard rule and behavior. Provide, let me say again, provide no pocket of rebellion, corruption, or immorality in which the enemy can find refuge to rebuild his influence or strength. The scripture says, to not give place to the devil in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 27. Number eight of the nine keys to breaking spiritual strongholds. To break them so that they show up no more. To break them so they will become broken and scattered. Number eight, fortification. You got to fortify your walls. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palace. Peace. Peace be within thy walls. the walls of your mind, the walls of your emotions, the walls of your thoughts, the walls of your spirit, the walls of your ears. Cover your ears, protect your ears, protect your ears, protect your places where the enemy can go in and impregnate you with something that is not of God. Protect your spiritual five senses. Protect them, protect them, protect them. Fortify your city. Clothe yourself with God's armor. Take upon you daily the full array of God's spiritual equipment that you may maintain battle-ready status with the shield of faith, the sword of the scripture, which is God's word, and the other links of armor according to Ephesians chapter 6, verses 13 through 17. You will be ready to resist any satanic assault and will be ready to engage the stronghold in others. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Ephesians 6 and 11. Number 9 of the 9 keys to breaking spiritual strongholds. To break strongholds and to keep them broken. Keep fighting and do not give up. Keep fighting and do not give up. Father will strengthen you. He'll give you the strength. You have, and you are encompassed by a cloud of witnesses. There are angels that are there to strengthen you. We know that that the Bible says that after Jesus fasted 40 days and 40 nights, that the angel of the Lord came to minister to him. When you are weak, he is strong. He'll send forth his angels to strengthen you and to minister to you. Jesus told Peter, he says, you're going to deny me. I already know this, Peter. You're going to forsake me. You're going to deny me 3 times. But he says, Peter, Satan has desired to sift thee as wheat. But I've already prayed for you. I've already seen the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. I've already prayed for you. And you know what, Peter? Because I caused you to be the rock, and I give you the keys of the kingdom, and because of the truth that you've spoken before when others didn't speak of, when I asked you this simply, whom do men say that I am? And all the other 11 were sitting there confused, deciding, what should I say? I don't want to be wrong. I want to be right. I don't know what to say. I won't say anything. But you stood up and said, thou art the Christ. Thou art the Son of the living God. And he says, Peter, because of that divine revelation, you didn't get that from your flesh. You got that spiritually. Why? Because you can only speak what's in you. You can only speak what's in you, and because you didn't get this from the outside, that was a divine internal revelation, Peter, and because you got this on the inside, see, you can't speak what's not in you. If it ain't in you, you can't read, you can't, oh. And because you've had that divine revelation, I give you the keys to the kingdom, and upon that revelation, you're going to build the church. So, Peter, I already know what I gave you, but I've equipped you, and I prayed for you. Now, Peter, after you've gone through, after you denied me, because you can't get, see, once God's in you, you can't get him out of you. You sound like him. You talk like him. You act like him. Peter, this is what we're going to do now. I've already prayed for you. I've seen already what's going to happen. I know what the devil has decided for you, but I prayed for you. I've interceded for you. You're going to go through what you're going to go through, but Peter, like I was tempted to go into the wilderness, you're being tempted too. You will deny me. But you know what, Peter? You will be victorious. And then you're going to take what you went through, Peter, and you're going to go strengthen your brothers. Could it be that the very things that we go through is not for us, it's so that we can strengthen somebody else? Oh, somebody ain't with me today. Could it be that all the hell that we went through, we take it so personal? Lord, pull me like the prophet Elijah. Lord, there's only me, and I'm by myself, and I'm fighting. He said, wait a minute. I got 300 other prophets that not even bowed down their knees yet. Come, get out of yourself, Elijah. It's not about you. It's about me. It's about us. It's about the work, the bigger plan. Get out of yourself. He says, you're going to go through some stuff, but you're going to take what you went through, and you won't claim it as your own, but you're going to use it to bless everybody else. You're going to use it to go speak a word and to encourage your brothers. See, the stuff you go through is not for your It ain't for you. It's for his glory. I'm going to say that again. The deception, the cheating, the lies, the betrayals, the gossip that has been gone up against you, people lied, people did you wrong, that has nothing to do with you. You think it has to do with you, but it has nothing to do with you. It's for his glory because God is building a testimony and a work out of you. So now take what you went through because you got to go strengthen somebody else. You see, it took me 12, 13 years to realize why I went through drug addiction. Poor me, poor me, poor me. Why I had to go through that? Then the Lord says, listen, son, it had nothing to do with you. I was building a message out of you. Because there are people that is in your future that you know not of. There are people that is connected to your future that I need you to touch. Get out of yourself and see me. He said, now listen here, son. I'm going to give you a principle. He says, listen, Charlie, I'm going to give you a principle. I'm back like a little child now. I need you to be fully mature in me. Because as long as you're a child, you won't be able to see what I got to tell you. Paul says, when I was a child, I acted like a child. When I became a man, I started acting like a man. Wait a minute, little Charlie. I need you to be a mature adult now. I need you to be a fully mature Christian. I want you to hear this here. He said to me, he says, listen, Charlie, if you give God the glory, he'll give you the goal. I said, say that again, Holy Ghost. He said, if you give Father the glory, he'll give you the goal. Give him, say, God, I thank you for what you put me through. I thank you for what I went through. I thank you for the trials. I thank you for the tribulations. I thank you for the betrayals. I thank you for those who lied on me. I thank you for the addiction. I thank you for all the hell that I went through. And he says, God, you got it, son. You got it, son. You got it. He says, now I want you to recognize me and give me. And says, God, I thank you for what you went through. And because you're thanking me, I'm going to bless you now. He said, I'm going to bless you now. And I said, everyone on this line, I said, he's going to bless you. He went through some stuff. He's going to bless you. Somebody hurt you. He's going to bless you. He said, just seek my face. Just seek my face. Just give me the glory. Just give me the glory. And thank me. And thank me. Because if you give me the glory, I'll give you the goal. I'll bless you. Your mess will become a message. Your testimony will become a testimony for someone else. Your testings will become your testimony to speak into the life of another person. Person, keep fighting and do not give up. St. Matthew chapter 7 verses 7 through 8 says, keep on asking. Keep on asking and you will be given what you ask for. Keep on looking and you will find. Keep on knocking and the door will be open. For everyone who asks receives. Everyone who seeks finds. And the door is open to everyone who knocks. Do not give up. Do not give up. Whatever it is that you're trying to overcome will be defeated. The victory is yours. Christ has given it to you and to me and everyone that is on this line. Each time you come up against it, walls break down and keeps breaking down until the barrier in your mind is gone and Satan does not have access or easy access to make you feel unworthy or unloved. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean unto your own understanding. Holy Spirit. Prophetess Michelle, what do you got to say? What do you got to say? I know. Let's see who's in the call here. Let's hear what the people of God has to say today. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. You all I got. You all I got. You all I got. I've got to be blessed. I've got to be blessed. You all I got. You all I got. You all I got.